Tell us what happened to you, though. You were the victim of a theft a few months ago.
I was. I arrived home from work one afternoon last August to find that burglars had been in my house and ransacked the place. And amongst the things they took, the easiest things to grab were a couple of laptop computers and one desktop model. So three PCs were pinched, and that was rather devastating. But what was very frustrating was, after the event, I was able to determine that those computers had been connected to the internet somewhere else. And I was able to even give the police the IP addresses that you mentioned earlier. I gave the police those IP addresses and thought that they'd be able to find them quite easily. In fact, even the police thought that too. But here we are 9 months on and nothing. Very disappointing.
Let's take a quick step back for the uninitiated. And you're a fairly tech-savvy bloke. What is an IP address?
It's a bit like a phone number. For your computer, any computer that connects to the internet is given an IP address by your internet provider, and it's a series of digits. It stays with you for as long as your computer is turned on and connected to the internet. Most times you even keep the same number throughout your period with one internet provider. So, for instance, I have an IP address at home, and any time I turn the computer on, connected to the internet, that IP address is given to me by my provider. What it means is that when you connect up, the IP address is known by your provider, who of course also know who you are and where you are, and therefore they can identify you. And that's one of the ways that, for instance, the American movie studios and music companies catch people who are illegally downloading software. They have methods of saying, well, this person here at that IP address, and the numbers along the lines of 1.2.3.4, that's how we describe them, they can see that someone was doing something they shouldn't have been doing, and they immediately send a lawsuit round to that person's home, and they're in trouble. Now, I had software installed on my computers that was for the purposes of remote control. It was to allow me to control my computers from when I was somewhere else. And I could tell that software was up and running and turned on after the computers had been stolen and at a different IP address to my own home.
Okay, so you could see someone else was using one of your stolen computers
yes.
from a different location.
Yes.
You could get the IP address, the
yes.
telephone number, if you like,
yes.
of that location.
Yes.
You took it to the police.
And nothing happened. That's it in a nutshell. I remember being, it hit me one afternoon. I had the remote control software open on the one computer they didn't steal, and I could see that my laptop was switched on, and it was there, showing that it was connected, so I got all excited, and I checked the IP address that it was showing at, wrote it down, and thought, wow, this'll catch the crooks in no time. This was about 4 days after the robbery. So I gave that IP address to our local police, and they put a local detective of rural crime in charge of the investigation, gave it to her, explained briefly how I'd got it, and she said, this is great, you know, we should be able to get the details of this person pronto. Well, two weeks went past, 3 weeks went past, about a month went past, and she got back to me and said, sorry, the phone company who issued that IP address can't help us. I was just gobsmacked.
Can't or won't?
Well, she said can't, and I was never able to get a clear answer whether the answer was couldn't or wouldn't. She did make it quite clear that they were not particularly quick in giving her a reply, but whether it's couldn't or wouldn't, I can't answer that.
You mentioned before that the major movie companies, entertainment companies, are using this method of tracking IP addresses now to pin down people who are illegally downloading or distributing copyrighted materials. I believe it's also a similar process, and we hear about major busts on child pornography and other distasteful matters that are out there on the internet.
Yes, police, the Interpol and other police organisations can see that someone has downloaded disgusting material from a particular computer somewhere in the world. If they can get the IP address, and they frequently do, of that computer, they go to the internet provider, ask... Well, they're not ask, I suppose they demand. You tell us who that person is, who is that licensed operator of that computer, and we'll go after them. And that's exactly how they catch these pedophiles. Now, similar thing with me, except it wasn't a disgusting material. It was three stolen computers valued at, you know, a few thousand dollars, and nothing happened. Over the few months, as I said, the robbery was in about August. Between August and about Christmas, one of the laptops in particular was connected up through a number of different IPs. Our IP addresses, they all belong to the same one large phone company that we all know and love. And every time I gave those IP addresses to the local police, they came back a week or two later saying, sorry, they still can't identify it. I'm just gobsmacked as to why they couldn't or wouldn't, but I don't know the answer.
I'm talking on ABC Riverina with Stephen Spink, who had several computers, amongst other items, stolen in a burglary late last year, and despite being able to supply some information that may have helped lead to the whereabouts of those computers and help him recover his goods to the police, a telephone company has not exactly been leaping into the fray to help out. Stephen, on... You obviously have insurance.
Yes, I do.
And I appreciate this isn't, strictly speaking, the point from you. Your insurance company has come and helped out, and you've had replacement gear.
Absolutely. It took a few months, but in the end, everything was replaced, so apart from the cost of the excess cost that you have on an insurance policy. All of the computers were replaced. So, financially, not too badly off. Time-wise, a lot of work to set the three computers up the way the old ones had been set up. I keep backups of everything, and I keep those in a different location, a bit like you do here, I suppose. So, in the end, everything was as it was, but that's not the point. It would have been, I think it would have been a simple matter for the phone company to provide the police with the name and address of the people that had taken the PCs and get them back in due course.
Did you think about going to your insurance company and saying, look, I've gone to the police, I've given them this, the police have gone to the telephone company and they can't help? Or would you, as your insurance company's paid out, that probably doesn't matter now?
No, it doesn't. Well, I actually did do that. I did tell the... I kept the insurance company appraised of what was going on with the stuff. And I actually said, look, you're replacing this stuff now. What happens if my stolen computers come back in a couple of months? And the insurance company very fairly said, you can keep either one you want. Either the one that was pinched, you can have it back if it's a sentimental value, or the one we've replaced it with, you can keep either. We take the other one off your hands and dispose of it. So the insurance company were terrific. The police were terrific too. They did everything right. It's just this one thing that I don't know the answer to, and it's very frustrating.
Okay, well, what we'll do is we'll see if we can, not necessarily get the telephone company on, but we'll see if we can get someone who deals with tech matters. We might see if we can get the gadget guy after 10 or something and see if we can get hold of Pete Lucina and ask some questions there and see what he can shed, because he's fairly up on all these developments and he might understand some of the legal issues and whatever else might be in place there.
It'd be lovely to hear the answers.
Well, we will do what we can, Mr. Spink, and see what we can find out for you. Although, how long is it since you've seen your computers being used elsewhere?
Mid-August last year. Oh, since I saw them being used elsewhere, around Christmas time.
Yeah.
I figured that after that they weren't coming back, so I actually removed them from my list of viewable computers. So they may well have my old software on there, but I'm no longer watching. I gave up.
Did you have any personal information, data or otherwise, on those computers?
Yes, but the computers were... It was all encrypted, so I'm, as you mentioned at the beginning, I'm a bit of a nerd. Everything was encrypted, so they haven't got any of my private data, which was a very good thing.
Okay, and could you use your software to get on and erase anything when you saw them being used by someone else?
No, they weren't. I didn't have such a sophisticated setup. I do now.
Indeed. Okay. Yeah. Well, Stephen, it's been great to catch up.
Same here.
And look, we'll get the gadget guy, Pete Lucina, on after 10 and see if we can get some answers as to why on earth they may not have been able to supply the information. I'm guessing, maybe that if they were on some sort of wireless network, the 3G. Wireless card stuff, that might add an extra layer to it, but
might make it hard for them to actually pinpoint where they were actually at when they were using the wireless 3G. But you still have to provide a verifiable name and residential address when you sign up for one of those plans.
It's like when you buy a mobile phone. Yes,
exactly the same thing.
You've got to pass the 100-point ID check.
Precisely.
Indeed. Stephen Spink, great of you to come in this morning.
My pleasure.
Stephen Spink, who, victim of a robbery last year, and sad to say that his computers haven't turned up. You may have heard in Victoria recently, in fact, in Wangaratta, there was a pile of goods stolen from a house, and in amongst those was an Apple smartphone, an iPhone, and there is actually a facility on there called Find My iPhone, and if you are somewhere else, you can log on via a computer or another phone, and you can send tones, but you can also track down the location, and police used that data to actually find where that phone was. And surprise, surprise, when they found where the phone was, they found where all the other stuff that had been stolen was as well. And I believe that's happened a couple of times in Victoria. It does seem, though, that the laws, as often happens, are being applied differently in different jurisdictions across the Commonwealth.